This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. Our top story is first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari congratulates Muskan Khatun for winning prestigious International Women of Courage Award. Melamchi Drinking Water Project's Water to Reach Sundari Jal Based Purification Center today. And NASA's Perseverance rover begins its exploration of Mars. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has congratulated Muskan Khatun for winning the prestigious International Women of Courage Award for 2021. Khatun, an ASIC attack survivor, was selected for the US-based award for her continuous campaign against the ASIC attack. In a tweet today, the president applauded Khatun for transforming her pain she suffered from ASIC attack into strength and thanked the U.S. government for recognizing her efforts and courage. The water through the tunnel of Melamchi Drinking Water Project will race to the Sundari Jal Based Purification Center today. The water that was left for test through the tunnel is expected to reach at Sundari Jal this afternoon. Likewise, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli will observe the scenic view of falling water into the purification center today itself. The water was left for test on the 22nd of February from the origin of Melamchi Drinking Water Project. The U.S. government has handed over a statue to Nepal which was stolen from Nepal some 37 years ago. The historical statue is said to have belonged to a temple at Patan. The stolen idol of Lakshmi Narayan was handed over by Timothy and Dunam of U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation to Nepal's ambassador to the United States, Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada Amit Apongson. According to the U.S. Embassy Kathmandu, the statue had been kept in the Dallas Museum of Arts in the United States since 1990. The 73 vaccination centers have been designated in Chitwan district under the second phase of nationwide vaccination against COVID-19. Citizens above 65 years of age are being immunized in the campaign initiated by the government from tomorrow. And the Chief of District Health Office Chitwan, Deepak Tiwari, said a total of 29,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines have already been received. And the vaccination campaign will start from tomorrow and will run for a week until March the 13th. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Bhanu Bhakta Dhakal, says Netra Bikram Chand Group's entry into the peaceful mainstream politics has impacted the nation's tourism sector positively. Inaugurating the 44th Annual General Meeting of the Pacific Asia Tribal Association, PATA, Nepal chapter, Minister Dhakal expressed his belief that the number of foreign tourists would increase as COVID vaccination campaigns have been launched in Nepal. This year's the Mahalakshmi Literature Prize 2077 is to be presented to literature and media person Dr. Navraj Lamsal. The prize carries a purse of rupees 51,000 and a letter of citation. Dr. Lamsal is the chief of Radio Nepal's news division. The prize is given to those contributing in the field of literature by discharging the social responsibility. And the prize is jointly presented by the Mahalakshmi Development Bank Limited and Matribhumi Literary Society, Makwanpur. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international dates. The U.S. Space Agency's Perseverance rover has wiggled its wheels and undertaken its first Martian drive. It didn't move far, just 6.5 meters in total. But NASA's deputy project scientist Katie Stack Morgan said that it was a significant moment. And it's two weeks now since the one-ton robot made its dramatic descent to the Red Planet. And engineers have spent the time commissioning the vehicle and its many complex systems, including its instruments and robotic arm. Everyone, however, has been waiting for Perseverance to start rolling. Violent protests have hit Senegal for a third day as demonstrators burnt cars and clashed with police after the arrest of an opposition leader on Wednesday. The Interior Minister said four people have died in the rear unrest. On Friday, Interior Minister Anthony Flexi Abdoulaye Domi vowed to use all the means necessary for a return to order. And UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged the protesters and police to refrain from violence in the nation, which is one of the West Africa's most stable nations. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once more. President Bidyadevi Bhandari congratulates Muskan Khatun for winning prestigious International Women of Courage Award. Melamchi Drinking Water Project's Water Tourism Sundari Jal-based Purification Center today. And NASA's Perseverance rover begins its exploration of Mars. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.